Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Minister Sanders. Today is March the 22nd, 2015. I'm going to talk about false prophets and Satan, who comes as an angel of light. In 2 Corinthians 11, I started at 13th verse. The Apostle Paul was talking here and telling the people about false prophets. Verse 13, he was saying, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." Now these folks was coming as pretending to be the apostles of Christ, and they was deceiving people. That's like people are today. There's so much of stuff out here. There are one of the main things I really want to talk about today in this stuff about false prophets and so forth is these people that's going around with these false miracles. And what I mean by these false miracles, there are many people you will hear giving testimonies about themselves having had visions, and they were saying that they was taken to heaven and or hell, either one or both, and they were describing what happened and what the Lord told them or what Jesus told them or the angels told them and so forth and so on. Now, all of this sounds good, but were these people really with these visions? Were these really visions that God gave them, or dreams, or what have you? Did that come from God? The scripture says, "Try the spirits, try them to see if they are of God," because there are. The scripture said there's many false prophets that's going into the world, and will deceive many. For instance, if you read in Matthew 24, I believe it is. Let's see what the verse said. Not looking at the verse right off in front of me right here. But it'll talk about these false prophets and so forth that is going into the world. And said to beware of false prophets, of many will come in his name, so many will come in my name, and saying that I'm the Christ, or they're saying they are the Christ, or they're saying it may even say that Jesus Christ is the Christ, but the stuff that they're teaching doesn't line up with what Jesus Christ say. So they're under those guises, they are able to deceive the people. Now, this is nothing new. Now, back in, if you go back all the way back to Genesis, when Satan used the serpent to deceive Adam and Eve. Now, what the serpent did, he came alone. God had already told Adam and Eve what was what. And that should have been sufficient. In other words, if God's telling you something, you know, and you know God told it to you, or he's giving you the instruction or whatever, if somebody else come along with something different, then you need to tell them they need to be on that way. But this is what happened here in Genesis chapter 3. When Satan sent the serpent to talk to Adam and Eve. Now, verse 1 of chapter 3 of Genesis says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, as God said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die." Now, the serpent came as a angel of light, so to speak. In other words, he's gonna teach them more than God. In other words, he's smarter than God is. In other words, he's telling them, he's gonna tell them the shortcomings of what God said, and gonna tell them the things that God had hidden from them. So he's gonna give them instructions. He's gonna enlighten them. He came as a angel of light. Now, in the fourth verse here, this is of Genesis chapter 3, he said, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Now, God had already told them that they would die if they ate of the tree. But the serpent came there telling his lies. And it said, "You shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil," or to do good and evil. Verse 6 says, "And when a woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Verse 7 saying, "Either them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Now I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You can read it. But I want to make a point there that a lot of these people supposed to be coming to you with all this extra knowledge, something beside what God has already said, and they've had visions, and they've had dreams, and they've had near-death experiences, and they would, you know, they would went to heaven or hell, either one, and they got instructions from an angel or from God or whoever to come back and give the people here on earth. All of a sudden they were teachers. Now, it sounds good, and a lot of those things, it sounds, you know, people, if you don't know, I mean, it sounds very good, and you know, people, you yourself, wow, is this what, you know, this what's going on? Is this what heaven is like? Or this what? But if you don't know, if you don't know what's going on, you will believe this. Matter of fact, the people that that's telling you these things, they are deceived themselves. Now, let me go back here just 1 minute, back here to what we was talking about, the serpent and Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, they wanted more instructions. They wanted to know more. And what happened was the serpent, he gave them a little truth, and he did give them a lie. But the lie cost them their lives and everybody else on earth after them, because everybody was dying after they ate of the tree and so forth. So mankind was under the curse of death ever since then. Even though men back there in those days, some lived to be 800 or 900 years old, eventually they died. So the serpent, Satan, beginning with the serpent back there, always came as an angel of light. So this is what happened now. See, a lot of churches today, people say that they're Christians. A lot of preachers that say that they are Christians, and they come up teaching and preaching a different gospel than what was already preached. Now, the strange part about this is the things that, in other words, we have been lost, so to speak. We've been going in the wrong direction, so to speak, and so long, 200 or 300 years, 400 or 500 years, maybe 1,000 years. And so now, if you come up and show the people where they are in error, they consider you, you know, they consider you preaching heresy when you're teaching the truth. In other words, what has happened is a lie has taken the place of the truth so long till people believe a lie, and now they don't believe the truth. Let me make one example here. Okay, today is what we call Sunday. Now, we don't know why. Well, I'll change that. People say, the Christians, people who say they're Christians say, well, we keep Sunday, because that's the day that the Christians are supposed to keep. And the Jews were supposed to keep the seventh day, and the Christians were supposed to keep Sunday, the first day of the week, which there's nothing nowhere, you can't find it anywhere in the Bible where that was changed. Now, they ignored the day that God said keep. Remember this seventh day, or the Sabbath day, but it was the seventh day, because that was a memorial day. The memorial day after God had did all his work, all his stuff and all the creation and whatever in 6 days, and then he rested the seventh day, and that was to reflect and keep and remember every seventh day. You would remember the creation. So see, that's one of the tricks that the devil has pulled on the church, that they've changed it so it has nothing. They don't think about anything about the creation. They come up and talk about, well, this is the day, you know, Jesus Christ, he rose on the first day, and I got something to say about that. I'm not going to get into that. But he never commanded anybody to keep that day. And then some of the churches, I think it's the Church of Christ, they'll come up with their argument about, you know, that, you know, the apostles say, well, come together the first day of the week and do this and blah, blah, blah. And that wasn't even had nothing to do with keeping the day. But this is what happened. This is how Satan brings this stuff in, these false teachings or whatever. And then it be in, it's in so long, till generation after generation, till when people are born into this, generations that are born into this, they think it's the right day. So this is why these so-called angels, I talk about the angel of light. They call themselves enlightening you, but they're putting you in darkness. Now, let me go back here for 1 minute. Showing you where Satan, what the apostles were saying, that Satan was coming as an angel of light. Now, this is what we have today. We got these churches coming up, supposed to be teaching the gospel. They're supposed to be teaching people and so forth. And what they are Satan's churches. They're churches that Satan has raised up. And got people out there teaching. Because, see, that's what he had to do. He had to see Satan attack mankind and Christians from both sides, from the outside, and then he attacked them from the inside. So, in other words, he can set up false churches, people who claim to be Christians, preachers who claim to be teaching the right thing, and they're not teaching the right thing. Then they're Satan's preachers. They are Satan's. They're Satan's apostles. Right here again in 2 Corinthians 11:12 says, "But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasions." Now, I don't have time to explain that, because this is kind of confusion, but I had to start there to get to my other point. "That wherein they glory, that they may be found even as we." Now, Paul went on to say all of that to say was, these people, these false preachers and things, they came and trying to pretend that they was apostles and teachers, such as the apostle Paul and Peter and all the rest of them. Now, in verse 13 here, 2 Corinthians 11, it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transform themselves into the apostles of Christ." See, pretending that they're the apostles of Christ. And verse 14 said, and Paul was saying, "And no marvel," or don't think that's something great, because Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You see what I'm saying? These people and Satan come pretending as an angel of light in the churches and teaching and preaching these different things and these false doctrines. So this is what you gotta be aware of, these people with coming out with these new things about heaven and so forth. Because if you remember when Jesus gave the parable about the rich man and Lazarus, you remember, now this was a parable, it wasn't exactly the way the things is, because there's nobody burning in hell now, even though they're gonna be cast into the lake of fire, the wars that are lost. But anyway, Jesus, the man that was there, said, let me go back and let me go back and send a message back to my brothers. I have 7 brothers back there, and I want to tell them not to come to this place where I am. And remember what Jesus said? He said, your brothers have Moses and the prophets. In other words, they had the Bible, they had the Word, they had prophets and so forth and teachers there. He said, let them hear them. And he said that they're not going to send somebody from the dead to come back to preach to the living. But see, a lot of these people, they'll say, well, I had a near-death experience, and I went to heaven, I went to hell, and they showed me how it was, and it was their imaginations, dreams, visions or what have you, and that's what they saw, that's what they believed in other words, their subconscious were programmed to believe these things in the first place, so it was easy when they if they had these near death experiences and so forth, to them to have these type of visions. And God, remember, God gave people over to a reprobated mind that didn't want to believe the truth, or that was teaching the wrong thing, or wasn't teaching the truth. So you can be thinking that you, you in God's will, and you can be out of His will, and He will let you be led astray because of your, because of your heresy and your false teaching. You may think you're teaching the right thing. There are many, many churches today. Organizations and so forth have been built on false doctrines. They've built colleges and seminaries and so forth. And then there are people who follow them, and they go out and they teach and preach that same thing, the same heresy. And so Satan has raised up these people, but they're under the guise of prophets, and they read the Bible. They can memorize the Bible, or can they can quote scripture. They can do this, and they don't understand what they're reading. And in a lot of cases, if they read a scripture that's not translated or mistranslated, because let me tell you something, the King James Version, that's the one that I use. Now it's not a perfect translation, because see, you can read some scriptures in there, and you can see in a lot of cases where old King James and his group put in their beliefs in there. They translated the way they want. That's why it said they authorized King James. In other words, he had to authorize it. In other words, he had to edit it, and on a lot of places in there, and it didn't, print it until he said that everything was okay. So he there's scriptures in there that's not accurate. Now that's why when you people who use it, who read the Bible or study the Bible, a lot of times they will say, the Bible looks like it contradicts itself. But it doesn't contradict itself, and what happens is some of the few scriptures is mistranslated, and then some of the scriptures that people read, they don't know a parable from the actual fact, such as Lazarus and the rich man. That was a parable. That was not an actual place where people go, and they don't go into Abraham's bosom or into this place where they just stay there in hell, where they just constantly tormented all the time. This was a parable, just showing the contrast between the saved and the lost. Because remember now, there was another place, another Lazarus that died. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus, and he was dead 4 days. And when Jesus Christ raised him from the dead and brought him back, he didn't have no story or nothing to tell about where he had been. He didn't say he had gone to heaven or hell or anywhere. He was just dead. Now, people have gotten this thing about you don't never die when you die. I don't know why that is. Till they say, oh, gee, that's not so. So the truth has turned into a lie, and the lie has turned into the truth. Those are things now. That's when you can't tell people the truth now, because they have believed a lie so long till, you know, they're programmed into the lie till they don't. The truth is something strange. They'll say that you teaching something wrong. And I can understand how it happens, because just say for instance, I'm just saying that's just one thing about Sunday. People will tell you that that's the day to keep, or that's the day to recognize, and it's not. Now, there's nothing wrong with going to church on a Sunday or having a program on Sunday or whatever. On a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, but that's not the day that you recognize from. That's not the rest day. That's what I'm trying to say. That is not the day that God says recognize, and the one that He said that the day that He blessed, because that was a rest day, and said remember that. You can't remember. You can't remember the creation. By celebrating the first day of the week, because that was the first day of the week, and nothing was. That was the first. That been the first day of creation. So now you're gonna call celebrating that when God said that was after all the other stuff had been done, these 6 days, and you think about that and reflect on that on the seventh day, not the first day. But see, that's Satan's thing. He wants to do everything and set up everything backwards, just completely backwards compared to God. God said, let's do something on the seventh day. Satan said, no, let's do it on the first day. And people think that's the way it is because they were born into that. When they were born, they were born going to church on Sunday, and people say, don't you go out there and do no work there. What you doing out there on Sunday? I was brought up that way. I didn't know no different, you know. So until I learned different, right here in Matthew 24, I'm gonna go to Matthew 24. Let me see. Here, I don't have but a few minutes. He's talking about the false prophets and the different things that should come at the end of the at the end of the age. And verse 11. He said, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And it says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, and so forth. But it says in verse 14, it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. But this is what I'm saying, beware of false prophets, because they come as an angel of light. Well, I see my time is about up. See you next time. God bless.